electronicable stuff. And here is Oops by Tipsy. Yeah, in your brain.
Emotional stability is leaving me. There is is something I can do. I can't get on the telephone and call you up, baby. And honey, I know you'll be there to relieve me. The love you give to me will free me. If you don't know the things you're dealing, I can't tell you, darling, that it's sexual healing. I got sick this morning. The sea was storming inside of me. Baby, I think I'm capsizing. The waves are rising and rising. And when I get that feeling, I want sexual healing. Sexual healing is good for me. Makes me feel so fine. It's such a rush. Helps to relieve the mind. It's good for us. Sexual healing. It's good for me. Sexual healing. It's good for me. And it's so good for me. And it's so good to me, my baby. Grab a hold of my body and mind. Soon we'll be making love, we'll do it fine. You're my medicine. Open up and let me in. Darling, you're so great. I can't wait for you to operate.
Yeah, wake up, you guys. It's 11 o'clock, and it means half of my audience has started to roll out of bed. Most of my audience is a bunch of lazy bums. So usually I can tell people start listening around 11 o'clock. Number here is 412-268-9728, and you're listening to Zombo right here in your brain, live on the radio. And that was Hot Chip doing Marvin Gaye's, of course, Sexual Healing. Before that, Tipsy with Oops. And that was some nice little electronical stuff for you. Hey, let's, it's 11 o'clock. I got an hour in. Got, how many more to go? I'm out of here at 1 o'clock. We got some time. We got 2 hours left to frolic on the airwaves. Zombos in your brain. Radio for people who gave up on radio, hate radio. The last bastion of radio right here. And now let's kind of few little pretty things for you there. This actually discovered in the WRCT bin a few years back. A band called Little Joy. And it's just really, really pretty. And half the band's from Brazil. You can hear your Brazilian flavor to the song. And I forget the other two guys, but it's really neat. So we're going to be playing Little Joy in a minute. And let's see what else. I'll tell you some PSAs, some promos. And just hanging out. It's nice just to kind of be back in action, Jackson. Okay, this is How to Hang a Warhol by Little Joy.
Mama, someday you'll be so proud of me. You'll see me hanging in a New York gallery. Someday I'm on a drop from the left side of my brain. People gonna ask, is it brilliant? Simple and true. Could be less when I run and I race for the gates to escape from an ordinary day. There's a fellow on the corner and I think he is a racist. I know his brother pretty well. He was a big fan of Oasis, but I'm not inclined to agree. I've a mind of my own and your hate isn't mine. My beady eye on you, so I'll run and I'll race for the gates to escape from an ordinary day. By the muddy river there's a man who believes his old guitar's a better plan. Outside he will sit a while to avoid all conversation while he can.
Yeah, nice little tune there from not that far away, not that long ago, a few years back, a band called Groovy Uncle, and they really do some nice Brit pop there. That was Ordinary Day. Really nice vocals, nice, just pretty. Same also to be said for Little Joy before that. Two pretty songs for you, and that was How to Hang a Warhol. Let's see, we got, 11 o'clock, you listen to Zombo in Your Brain. WRCT in the Pittsburgh, live in your brain, just to let you know. And let's see, let's just jump right into some cool stuff. So this is neat. I just found this. An album came out not that long ago called The Women Sing Beefheart. And it is all these gals singing Captain Beefheart tunes. This one in particular was pretty neat. It's called Orange Claw Hammer. And on the original version of it, Captain Beefheart, it's a spoken word. It's a spoken word piece, and this band called King of Siam made it a really nice tune. Here it is. Chatter.
Got deathly quiet, and his face lost all expression. He said if you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. You got to know when to hold it, know when to fold it, know when to walk away, know when to run. You never count your money sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the deal is done. Every gambler knows that the secret to surviving is knowing what to throw away and knowing what to keep. 'Cause every hand's a winner and every hand's a loser, and the best that you can hope for is to die in your sleep. And when he finished speaking, he turned back toward the window, crushed out a cigarette, faded out to sleep. And somewhere in the darkness, the gambler, he broke even. But in his final words, I found an ace that I could keep. You got to know. Walk away, know when to run. You never count your money while sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the deal is done. You got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them, know when to walk away, know when to run. You never count your money while sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold, know when to fold, know when to walk away, know when to run. You never count your money while sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting.
That was a nice tune. It's from a fun little compilation called Country Goes Reggae. And that was Busy Signal with, of course, Kenny Rogers Roasters doing The Gambler. And gotta admit, it's just a well-written song. It is a well-written, that's why it was such a big hit back then. Before that, we heard, I don't know, some before that. I don't know what it was. What did we play before? Oh, we played them. I don't know. We played something before that, and I probably told you what it was. I done forgot. I think it was Hot Chip doing Sexual Healing, maybe. I don't know. No? It was something good. I know. Wait, hang on. Look here. Oh, yeah. It was Orange Clawhammer. Orange Clawhammer by King of Siam. I have the playlist a little different on the computer than I have here. King of Siam doing Orange Clawhammer, which was Captain Beefheart tune. And that was actually a spoken word piece that they made musical. And it's really good. Kind of sounds a little bit like Gilligan's Island, but still, nicely done. All right. You know what? It is 11:19. I'm in your brain live, and everybody needs a natural antidepressant. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Wesley Willis.
McDonald's is a place to rock. It is a restaurant where they buy food to eat. It is a good place to listen to the music. People flock here to get down to the rock music. Rock and roll McDonald's! Rock and roll McDonald's! Rock and roll McDonald's! Rock and roll McDonald's! McDonald's will make you fat. They serve Big Macs. They serve quarter pounders. They will put pounds on you. Rock and roll McDonald's! Rock and roll McDonald's! Rock and roll McDonald's! Rock and roll McDonald's! McDonald's hamburgers are the worst. They are worse than Burger King. A Big Mac has 26 grams of fat. A quarter pounder has 28 grams of fat. Rock and roll McDonald's! Rock and roll McDonald's! Rock and roll McDonald's! Rock and roll McDonald's! Rock over London, rock on Chicago. Wheaties, breakfast of champions.
I am Sam. I am Sam. Sam, I am. Sam, I am. But Sam, I am. I do not like that Sam, I am. Do you like green eggs and ham? I do not like them, Sam, I am. I do not like green eggs and ham. Would you like them here or there? I would not like them here or there. I would not like them anywhere. I do not like green eggs and ham. I do not like them, Sam, I am. Would you like them in a house? Would you like them with a mouse? I do not like them in a house. I do not like them with a mouse. I do not like them here or there. I do not like them anywhere. I do not like green eggs and ham. I do not like them, Sam, I am. Would you eat them in a box? Or would you eat them with a fox? Not in a box, not with a fox, not in a house, not with a mouse. I would not eat them here or there. I would not eat them anywhere. I would not eat green eggs and ham. I do not like them, Sam, I am. Could you in a car eat them? Eat them. Here they are. I would not, could not in a car. May you like them? You will see. You may like them in a tree. I would not, could not in a tree. Not in a car. You let me be. I do not like them in a box. I do not like them with a fox. I do not like them in a house. I do not like them with a mouse. I do not like them here or there. I do not like them anywhere. I do not like green eggs and ham. I do not like them, Sam, I am. Train? A train? A train? A train? Could you, would you, on a train? Not on a train, not in a tree, not in a car, Sam, let me be. I would not, could not in a box. I could not, would not with a fox. I will not eat them in a house. I will not eat them with a mouse. I will not eat them here or there. I will not eat them anywhere. I do not eat green eggs and ham. I do not like them, Sam, I am. Say, in the dark? Here in the dark? Would you, could you? In the dark? I would not, could not in the dark. Would you, could you? In the rain? I would not, could not in the rain. Not in the dark, not on a train, not in a car, not in a tree. I do not like them, Sam, you see. Not in a house, not in a box, not with a mouse, not with a fox. I will not eat them here or there. I will not eat them anywhere. So, you don't like green eggs and ham? Nope. I don't like them, Sam. Would you with a goat? I would not, could not with a goat. Could you on a boat? I would not, could not on a boat. I will not with a goat. I will not eat them in the rain. I will not eat them on a train. Not in the dark, not in a tree, not in a car, You let me be. I do not like them in a box. I do not like them with a fox. I will not eat them in a house. I will not eat them with a mouse. I do not like them here or there. I do not like them anywhere. I do not like green eggs and ham. I do not like them, Sam. I am. Oh, so, you don't like them, so you say, try them. Try them, and you might try them, and you may, I say, Sam, if you will let me be, I will try them, you will see. Oh, what I say, I like green eggs, Sam. I like them, Sam, I am. I would eat them in a boat. I would eat them with a goat. And I will eat them in the rain, in the dark, on a train. And in a car, and in a tree. Oh, they are so good, you see. I will eat them in a box. I will eat them with a fox. I will eat them in a house. I will eat them with the mouse. I will eat them here and there, and say, I will eat them anywhere. I do like green eggs, Sam. Thank you. Thank you, Sam, I am.
Fox socks, box knocks, knocks in box, fox in socks, knocks on fox in socks in box, socks on knocks and knocks in box, fox in socks on box on knocks. Chicks with bricks come, chicks with blocks come, chicks with bricks and blocks and clocks come.
Look sir, Mr. Knox sir, let's do tricks with bricks and blocks sir. Let's do tricks with chicks and clocks sir. First I'll make a quick trick brick stack, then I'll make a quick trick block stack. You can make a quick trick chick stack, you can make a quick trick clock stack. And here's a new trick, Mr. Knox, socks on chicks and chicks on fox, fox on clocks on bricks and blocks, bricks and blocks on knots on box. Now we come to ticks and tocks, sir. Try to say this, Mr. Knox, sir. Clocks on fox tick, clocks on knocks tock. Sick, sick, bricks tick, sick, sick, chicks tock.
Please, sir, I don't like this trick, sir. My tongue isn't quick or slick, sir. I get all those ticks and clocks, sir, mixed up with the chicks and tocks, sir. I can't do it, Mr. Fox, sir.
I'm so sorry, Mr. Knox, sir. Here's an easy game to play. Here's an easy thing to say. New socks, two socks. Whose socks? Sue's socks. Who sews whose socks? Who sews Sue's socks? Who sees who sews? So who's new socks, sir? You see Suso Sue's new socks, sir.
That's not easy, Mr. Fox, sir.
Who comes? Crow comes. Slow Joe Crow comes. Who sews Crow's clothes? Suso's Crow's clothes. Slow Joe Crow sews who's clothes? Sue's clothes. Suso socks a fox in socks now. Slow Joe Crow sews Knox in box now. Suso's rose on Slow Joe Crow's clothes. Fox sews hose on Slow Joe Crow's nose. Hose goes. Rose grows. Nose hose goes some. Crow's rose grows some.
Mr. Fox, I hate this game, sir. This game makes my tongue quite lame, sir.
Mr. Knox, sir, what a shame, sir. We'll find something new to do now. Here is lots of new blue goo now. New goo, blue goo, gooey, gooey, blue goo. New goo, gluey, gluey, gooey goo for chewy chewing. That's what that goo goose is doing. Do you choose to chew goo too, sir? If, sir, you, sir, choose to chew, sir, with the goo goose, chew, sir, do, sir.
Mr. Fox, sir, I won't do it. I can't say it. I won't chew it.
Very well, sir. Step this way. We'll find another game to play. Bim comes. Ben comes. Bim brings Ben broom. Ben brings Bim broom. Ben bends Bim's broom. Bim bends Ben's broom. Bim's bends. Ben's bends. Ben's bent broom breaks, Bim's bent broom breaks. Ben's band, Bim's band. Big bands, pig bands. Bim and Ben lead bands with brooms. Ben's band bangs and Bim's band booms.
Pig band, boom band, big band, broom band. My poor mouth can't say that. No, sir. My poor mouth is much too slow, sir.
Well, then bring your mouth this way. I'll find it something it can say. Luke Luck likes lakes. Luke's duck likes lakes. Luke Luck licks lakes. Luke's duck licks lakes. Duck takes licks and lakes. Luke Luck likes. Luke Luck licks takes and lakes duck likes.
I can't blab such blibber blubber. My tongue isn't made of rubber.
Mr. Knox, now come now, come now. You don't have to be so dumb now. Try to say this, Mr. Knox, please. Through three cheese trees, three free fleas flew. While these fleas flew, freezy breeze blew. Freezy breeze made these three trees freeze. Freezy trees made these trees cheese freeze. That's what made these three free fleas sneeze.
Stop it, stop it. That's enough, sir. I can't say such silly stuff, sir.
Very well then, Mr. Knox, sir. Let's have a little talk about Tweedle Beetles. What do you know about Tweedle Beetles? Well, when Tweedle Beetles fight, it's called a Tweedle Beetle battle. And when they battle in a puddle, it's a Tweedle Beetle puddle battle. And when Tweedle Beetles battle with paddles in a puddle, they call it a Tweedle-Beetle-Puddle-Paddle-Battle. And when Beetles battle Beetles in a Puddle-Paddle-Battle, and the Beetle-Battle-Puddle is a puddle in a bottle, they call this a Tweedle-Beetle-Bottle-Puddle-Paddle-Battle model. And they'll fight these battles in a bottle with their paddles, and the bottles on a poodle, and the poodle's eating noodles. They call this a Muddle-Puddle-Tweedle-Poodle-Beetle-Noodle-Bottle-Paddle-Battle.
Now, wait a minute, Mr. Sox Fox.
Hey, don't put me in that battle.
But I did. And when a fox is in the bottle with the Tweedle-Beetles battle with their paddles in a puddle on a noodle-eating poodle, this is what they call a Tweedle-Beetle-Noodle-Poodle-Bottle-Paddle-Muddle-Duddle-Fuddle-Wuddle-Fox-in-Sox, sir. Fox and Sox, our game is done, sir. Thank you for a lot of fun, sir.
The amazing Marvin Miller with Dr. Seuss's Fox and Sox. Fantastic. And before that, the irrepressible from way overseas from Denmark, Reverend Beatman with doing Green Eggs and Ham. And who else could you be listening to but Zombo playing this, right? Nobody else. Nobody else has the cojones to play this on the music on the radio like this. Or whatever. But it's a mix of stuff. So right now we're going to dig into some kind of like bump and grind and instrumentals because we're going to go all over the board here. It's just nice to, because for me, I get restless. I'm a restless fellow. I'm a restless rule breaker. I'm a restless rule breaking fella. And for me to play like all of one theme, I did themes for like the past 2 years, 3 years. And for me to play one genre of music, I'm sorry, my brain just goes all over the place. And more than two or three songs of the same genre, I like to shake it up a bit. There's so much music. There's so much music, and you need to hear it all. And I've been at this, let's see, about 30 years now. I'm doing radio for about 30 years. I started here in 2001. Before that, I was in Akron, and then a little bit on the West Coast, a little bit down south. But always doing community radio. It's a thing. It is a thing. And sooner, and I never get, it's always exciting. Like playing that Fox and Sox, I'm like, I'm cracking up over here. I've probably played that a gazillion times, but it's still so brilliant. And if it's your first time hearing it, it could be a life-changing experience or a diaper-changing experience. This is another new band I want. This is not another band. This is a new band. That was an old thing from Marvin Miller. The Reverend Beatman wasn't that old. But I discovered this band about 2 years ago called the Rum Runners. And they really capture that old 1950s bump and grind music. And then we're going to follow that up with an amazing band out of Nashville, Tennessee called Impala. And this is rather older, but they, man, both of these bands tear this up. Check this out.
We'll be right back.
very, very tasty tune there from Impala. And that was Ike's Lament. And you're listening to Zumba right here. Before that, that other crushing bumper grinder was pretty new, a few years old, from the Rum Runners, R-H-U-M Runners. Kick the Gong was that tune. You're listening to Zumba. And it's time for some a breather, some PSAs, some information for you, and then back to the wonderful musical nonsense that is this radio show. Let's see here. I am here to tell you about a different kind of stock. A stock for social change that's not about making money. See, money. Money crops up again. But that. It's called Better Futures from UNICEF. Is that UNICEF? UNCF? Is that considered UNICEF? I guess it's close to UNICEF. When you invest in Better Futures, it helps students go to college. UNCF. I'll just say UNCF. I don't want to make the UNICEF people say, hey, that's not us. And then UNICEF be, hey, how are they getting our cred? When you invest in Better Futures, it helps students go to college and the opportunity for America to have its stake in its key education. Visit UNCF. Oh, I know, the United Negro College Fund. That's it. And mine's a terrible thing to waste. Has nothing to do with UNICEF. Oh, okay. Whew. That was a close one. Brought to you by UNCF and WRCT. How about that? Funky chicken? Really? Did you know that an estimated 3,000 Americans die from food-borne illnesses each year? That's why it's important for you to always separate your cutting boards. That's right. When you're chopping up a human being, make sure that you're not putting vegetables up there with it too. Clean and separate, cook and chill. That's right. The four steps to eat your family and keep your family safe from food-borne illnesses. Visit foodsafety.gov. This message brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and WRCT. Yeah, it was interesting. I just got back from West, and I was out near the Donner Pass. And that's a very interesting thing about the Donner Pass. How about that? That's fascinating radio. What fascinating radio that is. Wow. That Donner Pass, that's something. That's Zumba for you. Always keeping it topical. Always keep it topical. Let's find some references from like the 1800s. How about that? Next, coming up next, some jokes about Newton's relativity of gravity theory. What do we got here? Oh, yeah. Okay, I always like this tune. I got to admit, it's a well-written tune. It's a classic tune. And this guy does it some fine justice. I don't think I've ever played any other music by this guy. But damn, this tune's awesome. John Cougar Mellencamp, or here's just John Mellencamp, doing Jimmy Rogers' Gamblin' Bar Blues. Yeah, kind of got a bit of a Tom Waits thing to it here. Beyond awesome. Zumba in your brain.
Stopped in at the bar, and upon my watch and my golden chain, upon my baby's diamond ring. So hey, 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 hey. Police, 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 you're just as drunk as me. I grab that big eight-wheeler and make it to the deep blue sea. I say, hey, 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 oh, yeah. Hey, 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 hey,
right there from the first Jethro Tull album. This was featuring Mick Abrams before he left the band. I think that's why the album was called This Was Jethro Tull, because I think he was leaving the band as the album came out. And I remember when this came out. Well, sort of, kind of, as a little kid. But we did a thing called deep listening. And it was such a zen experience because there was really not a lot of distractions. You know, the liner notes, you could already be through the liner notes. If you were lucky, there were lyrics. Most of the time, there weren't lyrics. So what you'd do is you'd listen to the song, the whole album. You'd listen to the whole album, and you just stare. And it sounds weird. You'd stare at the album cover while listening to the music, maybe flip it over. If you were lucky, you had a gatefold. You'd open it up. You'd have four things to look at. Or even more deep listening. Just watching the record rock around, this roll around. And that was a yellow label from Reprise. I believe it was Reprise Records, which I believe Frank Sinatra was an owner of Reprise Records. And it was a yellow label, and you could just watch it spin around. Just kind of watch it. Watch it as it played. It was up there with like having breakfast, and you'd have a bowl of cereal, and you just stare at the box. I'm sure this is stuff that everybody, it's just common. But it was just great. It was deep listening. You know, there was no phones. There's not a lot of distractions. You know, you could eat your Frostios and be able to just, you know, not have any distractions other than just, you know, maybe win a prize or look at the, you know, if you're lucky, there was a record on the back of the cereal box that you could cut out and play. So deep listening, a thing of the past. It was fun. I don't think I could really have the attention span to really do that now because it was really a zen thing, you know. Everybody did it. Everybody did it. They just stared. You know, they just stared at the album cover, stared at the record going around. We were weird. That's all I got to say. We were weird. We didn't, and you wouldn't even read, you know, you wouldn't do any homework. You just stare at the album cover or stare at the record or stare at the back of the cereal box. Yep. Yeah, it's about as far as entertainment went back then. Then we go outside and play with a stick. That's right, a stick, maybe throw a stone, throw some dirt at somebody. Ah, simpler times. Whatevs. But it's all good now. It is all good now. Change is good. Change is good. I mean, do I still really want to be looking at that same record spinning around, you know, 30 years later, 40 years later, 50 years later, staring at a record, staring at the back of a cereal box for 30, 40 years? It's nice to have change. It's nice. There's no good old days. Every day is a good day. It is. There's good old days and there's good new days. There's a lot of weird stuff going on, but there's never been a shortage of brutality and horrible things in the world. Never. Never a shortage of, jerks. Never a shortage of brutality. Never a shortage of any of these horrible things. But it's all how you look at the spectrum. You know, you look down and you say, yeah, there's some good stuff. Like, for example, this, Female Hercules by the Carlisles. In Your Brain, WRCT Pittsburgh.
Well, I met a little girl on Cherry Street. She had lots of curves and she looked so neat. I took her in my car and I couldn't wait to get that gal on a moonlight date. I thought she was the kind that I'd like to squeeze. But she was just a female Hercules. Put my arm around her and I pulled her up tight. She began to scratch, to kick and to fight. She said, now, bub, you better take me home. I'm not the kind of gal that likes to roam. I thought she was the kind that I'd like to squeeze. But she was just a female Hercules. In the jaw and I heard my neck crack. She twisted my arm and like to broke my back. She threw me on the ground like a sack of meal and then picked me up by the back of the heels. I want you to know she really gave me a tussle. All of them curves was nothing but muscle. I tore out a running across the field, a kicking up the dirt like an automobile. My shirt tail running up and down my back. With every step I took, she gave me a whack. I'm a-telling you, boys, I was cutting the breeze. Running from a female Hercules. lying in the hospital bed with two black eyes and a knot on my head. My teeth all loose and a brace on my neck. I felt like a man had got hurt in a wreck. I thought she was the kind that I'd like to squeeze, but she was just a female Hercules.
Yep, female Hercules by the Carlisle. You listen to Zombo in Your Brain live in the studio. And don't forget to check out my Thursday encore show, 2 to 5 p.m., the Zombo Deep Archive. And next Thursday's show is going to be the original rebroadcast. Well, it's originally broadcasted. It's going to be a rebroadcast from January the 9th, 2009. So, aside from the different underwriters and different PSAs and different music and different Zombo and a different time and a simpler time, it's all the same show. It's all the same show. Let's see here. It is noon o'clock. Let's garage it up a bit. And the interesting thing about this band is the band called The Wipers out of the Pacific Northwest. Really underrated band. They were the bridge between punk rock and grunge. This is the band that all the grunge bands tried to copy. Kind of like when the Pixies came out. All of a sudden, all these other bands start sounding like watered-down Pixies. But The Wipers... Just a very important band. Can this be? I mean, it's a fine mix of like almost grunge, but not grunge because I'm not a grunge fan. And with some pop and melodic sensibilities, but with a punk rock edge. Can this be The Wipers? Zombo in Your Brain, WRCT. We'll be right back.
with Julia. Then you'll understand why I'm waiting. If you know how she can love me. Come on, girl, come on, time to wait. Hey, see, I'm just living my life, marking my time, waiting around for Julia.
A bit of a different tune from the Monks. The Monks did, you know, songs like Shut Up and I Hate You, and they're really considered the first, the grandfathers of punk rock music. And they're just a legendary band from Germany. They're American soldiers that were stationed in Germany, decided to stay there, and shave their heads like monks, wear all black little neckties that look like nooses, and really were like any other band. And that was from their demo, actually, from Hamburg. Never was officially released. And that was Julia, a prettier tune than what they're used to ever doing. And before that, we heard the Wipers. We heard the Wipers doing Can This Be? And wow. Then that is from like early, mid-80s, I think. It's that old, too. It just holds up really well. So this is a neat little record. It is a country bluegrass Pink Floyd record. And this is David West and Company's version of Astronomy Domine. By the way, it's in your brain. And you listen to BRCT. And this is Zombo. And here's the song. Thank you.